Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Jamie.
Hello.
And Emily.
Hello.
And we're back with more Gravity Falls. This is season two. Last time,
we played
ponies.
D&D
stuff. Not ponies, well,
we
that's
D&D.
Later, I'm modding things up. D&D stuff. A lot of fun. Serial episode, Dipper in. And yeah, forward connecting, all that stuff. This is episode 14 of season 2, The Stanchurian Candidate. So let's get going. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Mabel, why would you do that? No. Oh, that's the worst. Couldn't you have just used, like, you know, like the styrofoam balls, you know, like what they use for VR suits?
Oh, 19 then.
Oh no.
No.
So there's a few things.
It's like Mount Rushmore.
Oh dear.
Wasn't that foreshadowing in the episode where, obviously, with the estate, where they went to Pacifica's estate and he had vultures?
Yeah, the mayor was super old. Yeah, don't worry, they're with me.
Oh, it's going slow. Okay. Oh, it's oh. It went
yep.
Fast and slow and then normal again.
Slow intro.
You're already a leader in another show. Of frogs.
He's bribing people into power.
Yep, that's well. It's kind of exactly how it works. Same Tad, same.
Oh no, it's going to be like the end of season one.
Yeah. Freedom Eagle.
I don't know, I think it's going to be a kiss.
To be fair, if you think about who set up Gravity Falls, makes sense. That's great.
That was very good. Same font and everything.
Yeah.
That was very quick as well.
Indeed. For Ronald Reagan's masters. Thank you, Ford.
Oh, poor Seuss.
Poor Seuss. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm surprised they're letting Mabel do this. But... oh, never mind.
There you go.
I'm never afraid.
He's doing a serious speech about cross-eyed.
Yes. Yeah. Who on earth could that be?
Could be Gideon.
Oh no, it's him.
How is he allowed that in prison?
Money.
That's true.
And considering Bud was a part of the blind eye, clearly he's not actually too big a fan of this stuff. Not that what Mabel and Dipper are doing is technically much better.
No.
It would have been easier if it was like something like a bracelet or something, mm-hmm. or like, you know, like a belt or something. Oh no. Whoa, would you say that?
It's an Grunkle Stan. Oh dear. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Good job, Tyler. Yeah. It's like, it should be obvious that it's not. And that's not even how it works. Those are the last three. So how is Seuss now part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know.
That's a bit messed up.
Yeah.
That many eagles so quickly.
Yeah. So much birdseed.
Yeah. May I pick an eagle? Yeah, she did.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh, my side. So he won by default.
Good job, Tyler.
Cheap pugs. Oh, I got the joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, guys.
Oh.
Okay. There we go, the Stanchurian candidate.
Oops.
Another fun episode. Another fun episode. With some again minor lore connotations in the background. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
Initially, I was thinking it's going to be one of those episodes where something happens at the end and Stan doesn't become the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with how this show's gone, it wouldn't have surprised me if he did become the mayor.
Yeah. It certainly keeps you guessing. It's an episode that when I'm doing rewatches, I'm always like, oh yeah, it's alright. And I watch it, I'm like, it's actually really funny. Like they don't overdo the bit of them making Stan say things too much that it becomes silly. And like, you know, obviously they tell him about it, but they leave it with him, you know, well, Dipper snaps and tells him rather than him finding out about it and being like, oh, how could you? Instead they cut it off before it gets to that point, which is probably for the best. And yeah, just a lot of the comedy, and it's really good, especially the stuff with Tad. Yeah. Tad Strange is great. And the Eagles and all that kind of election stuff. Lots of fun. Don't see much of Ford in this one, obviously. We get some more Stan for a bit because we've had a lot of Ford the last couple of episodes already. Apart from obviously giving the tie and the inciting incident, because he's been out of this universe for a while, or dimension, and doesn't really think about the connotations.
No.
And also said he made that for Ronald Reagan's masters, whatever that means. So ethics may not be at the top of Ford's list of things.
I guess in a sense he's probably been focusing on survival.
Indeed. Indeed. But yeah.
Then again, so Stan, really. But
yeah, to be fair, this is a shared trait. You are correct. So the plot for this episode was accidentally leaked by both the iTunes and YouTube releases of A Tale of Two Stans. This error was fixed later. The Watch Disney XD release had a similar error. It said, Grunkle Stan decides to run for mayor, which would be the Watch Disney XD description for this episode, but appeared on the Watch Disney XD stream for A Tale of Two Stans. So that's a bit of a whoops. When Gideon is reciting an incantation for his father, the spell is heard as something unintelligible. When played backwards, he's actually saying spooky evil spells, and so on. Yeah, judging the way that Bud reacts, it is possible that Gideon has used magic on him before, which, yep, doesn't seem too surprising.
That makes sense.
As
soon as he started, before it took effect, he was like, no, please, no.
Yeah, exactly. His little dark child thing, Gideon. In real life, there are such things as a ventriloquist tie, which have the effect of mind control, that is shown in the episode.
Oh, really?
I don't know quite how that works, but that's quite terrifying.
Ventriloquist tie.
I don't know if that's something that, like... intriguing.
Isn't ventriloquism, is that where they move with puppets? And they move
that,
with
that's what that is. I assume it's maybe...
Hypnotism? How would that work?
I imagine it's not quite...
So that this must be hypnotism? Rather than ventriloquism?
I imagine it's something different to actually putting it on a person. It works. I imagine it's still to do with puppets somehow, because it's definitely not a real thing. But anyway, that's interesting in whatever form it is. I couldn't find an easy answer. I did just have a quick look, but it all seems to be stuff to do with puppeteering and. And yeah,
okay.
Dummies, so I think it's something related to that. Cryptic and Rise, the ones at the end of the episode, decoded with the vignette key work in it, translates to Gidem. which makes sense. The key is found in the upper left corner of the Gravity Falls Gossiper newspaper article. And then the cryptogram at the end of the episode on the page is, be wary of whom you belittle. Big problems can start out widdle. There we go. But yeah, a fun episode. Gideon has failed to break out of prison, but that may have caused more issues if he does indeed try to speak to Bill.
Which it would appear he's going to be doing.
Which he's certainly going to try. We'll have to see if that works out or not in future. But until then, we'll leave this episode here. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
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 Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.